Questions, please.
Any update on Sam?
I know Sam was in there being evaluated today by our medical staff, but I do not have any update as far as progress. Once again, I haven't visited those guys. Really, tomorrow is, just because our Fridays and Saturdays are flipped, tomorrow is a key day.
With his history, you have to be careful. I know at some point he'll get cleared by the protocol, but at some point you have to be careful with him. Maybe, like, you know, maybe we'll give him another week or whatever, just to be sure. Is there anything you can do along those lines?
That's what the protocol is for. So everything is part of the, you know, an analysis of each player's injury. So history, all those things are factored in.
Mike, if they end up going with Bradford, the reports out of Minnesota seem to be that that's where they're leaning. What does he bring to the table for them? What do you remember just in terms of scouting him in the past?
Sam's a good player. Sam Bradford's a good player. They just, you know, last time we played him was here last year in the preseason. So you just really stick to the video. Obviously, we have snaps, all his snaps that he's played. You look at that from an individual performance. But the reality is, how does he fit into our offense? So you still just focus on how we feel they're going to play against us.
How about Diggs with the Vikings passing? What have you seen out of him? He seems like their top guy.
Yeah, he's doing well. I mean, he's definitely has playmaking ability, and you know, I think he's obviously a primary focus and primary as far as how they approach the you know their offense and things like that.
Mike, with Trevor Davis, the shoulder injury, how has he worked his way back in?
I mean, Rob, you saw him out there yesterday. I thought he practiced well. He's didn't really have any limitations, so we'll see how he goes through today. But I like the way he worked. I mean, I didn't think he had any setbacks, and had a couple nice catches, in particularly the team periods, and was productive. His special teams work was good, so we'll see how he progressed today, and how we'll utilize him tomorrow.
How do you guys handle the noise at practice this week? I know you got a lot of experience, but also a couple of you guys in the starting lineup too.
Well, I think that when you're dealing with noise, you have mechanics that you stick to and you operate, and it's just no different than any other part of your game plan. It's a part of the communication. Cadence is obviously what I'm referring to, but this is a new stadium, so this will be different. They're all different, so but we're anticipating it to be very loud. Similar to the way the Metrodome was in the past.
When you have a new player like Jared Cook, I mean, I know practice is important, but is there a general time frame for like, kind of a feeling out process to acclimate him to the passing offense?
I mean, I can't give you a time frame. I mean, it's part of the transition that any player that's new to any system of football. I think Jared's done an excellent job. Making a transition first from a terminology standpoint from the offenses that he was in the past. This was a totally different nomenclature, from start to finish. So he's made a very seamless transition, very hard worker, very diligent, very detailed. So I look for him to get off to a great start.